Good evening, everyone. This is the WBAI Local Station Board's Local Finance Committee meeting. My name is R. Paul Martin. I am the WBAI Local Station Board's treasurer, and by motion of the Local Station Board, the chair of this meeting. So tonight we are going to go on. We have already done an informal roll call to make sure we have quorum, and we do indeed have quorum. And so
This is Allie Murphy.
Thank you. Hold on. So the first thing we're going to do here is we're going to do a motion to adopt an agenda. And
Paul, I move you adopt the agenda. I read it.
God. All right. Let me. I move we adopt the following agenda. 1. Call to order 7 p.m. 2. Approval of agenda 20 minutes. 3. Identify timekeeper 2 minutes. 4. Excused absences 5 minutes. 5. Motion to hold an election for committee secretary at the next meeting 5 minutes. 6. Minutes approval 5 minutes. 7. Treasurer's report 15 minutes. 8. Discussion of WBAI Interim General Manager's written report on WBAI's finances 30 minutes. 9. Set next meeting date 5 minutes. 10. New business 11. Adjourn no later than 9:30 p.m. Eastern. That is the motion on the floor. Is there any debate or anything on this motion?
Arthur, this is Jack. Could I be recognized?
Yeah, go ahead.
Isn't it true the general manager won't be attending?
Yes, that is true.
Okay, does that not reflect in the minutes, in the agenda?
Well, I just read, we're going to discuss his written report.
Oh, okay, thank you.
And I sent, along with the written report, I sent his email saying he wouldn't be here. Well, before that.
Right, I'm sorry.
I
read it as well. I have a question about something that seemed discrepant.
Okay, what's the question?
The number after he reports the cash on hand. He has
of the report itself. Okay,
no,
okay.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with the agenda.
Not now.
Okay, so the agenda, the motion on the floor right now is to adopt the agenda. Is there any debate on that? Any questions on the agenda as read? Hearing none, is there any objection to going to a vote? Okay, is there any objection to adopting the agenda as read? Hearing none, it's passed without objection. Okay, the first thing we're going to do here is identify the timekeeper. Who would like to be the timekeeper?
Are you
Jeffrey? Here? Jeffrey, are you there? Oh, Jeffrey. Okay, Jeffrey, you're saying you'll do it?
Yes.
Okay, so Jeffrey Stern has volunteered to do it. Is there any objection to Jeffrey Stern being the timekeeper? Hearing none. Jeffrey Stern is the timekeeper. Next item is excused absences.
Mario here.
Yeah, okay, I hear you, Mario. Hold on, we're doing business here. The next thing is excused absences. And so I move the two people. Let me check again right now, this very moment, and see if anybody else has chimed in for one. And the answer is no. So what we have is I move to excuse the absences of Serene Roberts and Martin Flynn. Okay. So that's the motion. Excuse absences of Serene Roberts and Martin Flynn. Okay, is there any debate on that motion? Hearing none. Is there any objection to the motion to excuse the absences of those two members? Hearing none, it's done. Okay. Some stuff we got to do right here. And I got to bring that up 1 second while I open up a certain file. I may be a little bit slower with some things right now because my right arm isn't working right. We won't get into it too deeply, but it's annoying as hell, and it slows me down here. So I'm making a note that I'm doing this usual thing here. Okay.
With your left hand, right?
No, I have to use the right hand. That's just it. The left hand is holding the phone up. Otherwise, you know, you complain you can hardly hear. Let's just go. Okay.
Did we do an official roll call?
Not yet.
About to. He's going to do now.
Well, first I'm going to do the who's here. Let me just do this. All right. While attendees at any WBAI meeting are not required to identify themselves, anyone who wants to become a member of the committee must sign the sign-in sheet at 3 consecutive committee meetings in order to become a member. It is the policy of the WBAI local station board that for the local finance committee that the sole criterion for establishing attendance at meetings to become a member of the local finance committee shall be the signing in on the official sign-in sheet for that meeting. For these electronic meetings, it is sufficient that the prospective member let the chair know their name and that they are present during the meeting. The PNB has passed a motion that, quote, only those affiliated for voting purposes with a particular local station and only that local station may serve as voting members of a committee of that local station board. Okay, is there anyone here who wants to become a member or wants to let me know they're here?
Yes.
Mario, yes.
Okay, Mario, you're here? All right.
Yeah.
You're now a member.
What's my status?
A member just right now. Okay, there was some other voice I heard.
50
wants to
years.
A member?
Yes.
And who are you?
Denise Joyce.
Oh, it's Denise Joyce. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, Denise Joyce. Okay, is there anybody else who wants to become a member of the committee? Hearing none. We'll move on with that, and now we'll do the official roll call. And 1 second. Oh, this really is.
Paul, can I ask a question of information?
Oh, give me a minute. Give me a second here. I'm
trying to
work with this arm that is not functional, and I'm slow. All right, let me do the roll call, okay? Then if you have a question, we'll deal with
that. What's the total number of members of the group, Paul?
Well, right now it's 15.
Thank you, Paul.
So,
that's what the question was.
Please answer up when you hear your name. This is the official roll call. Joan DiLorenzo.
I'm here.
Jack DePalma.
Present. This is Jack.
Martin Flynn. Noel Jameson.
Here.
Arpal Martin here. Matt Mazza. Carolyn McIntyre. Daryl McPherson.
Here.
Allie Murphy.
Presente.
Serene Roberts. James Sagerton.
Here.
Jeffrey Stern.
Here.
Michael D.D. White. Michael D.D. White. Okay. And Mario Mastrandrea.
C.
All right. So you're here. All right. So.
Excuse me, didn't you?
Slowly. Lord, what the hell I'm doing? 1 second, folks. And
MK Williams is here, Paul.
I called Kay. Didn't I call Kay?
No.
No, you didn't.
Oh, Kay, Kay Williams, are you here?
Yes.
Yes. All right. So we've established it. We have 10. We needed 8. Actually, I think, well, whatever the hell. We got a quorum. All right. Let me look and see what all this is. Whatever noise was, it stopped, and I don't see it. So, going back, the next thing is a motion. Okay. One second here. Okay. The next item is a motion to hold an election.
I have an inquiry before you move on from roll call.
We're done with roll call. We're at motion to hold an election right now, so I'm making a motion. Give me a second.
Well, you were just starting. I thought I interrupted you in time to just ask and have an inquiry about the roll call.
Go ahead.
Thank you. I think I heard Noel Jamerson answer here. I just want to be sure you heard
yes.
the same thing.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. That's all. Thank you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I move that we hold an election for committee secretary at the next meeting. And this is a thing we do every year, so this is a time for that. Is there any debate on this motion? Hearing none, is there any objection to going to a vote on this motion? This means that next meeting, we will hold the election. And is there any objection to passing a motion to hold an election for committee secretary at the last meeting? Hearing, who's that?
This is Jack. A question.
Yes, Jack.
Is there many candidates or only one candidate?
We don't know because we're not holding the election right now.
Okay, so that's what's going to happen next meeting?
Yes.
And who's the secretary now? That's MK?
Yes.
Thank you, Apple.
Okay. All right. Is there any objection to passing this motion? Hearing none. It's approved without objection. The next item is minutes approval. MK, you have the floor.
Hi. I sent the minutes on Sunday late, so you might as well consider it Monday, for January 15th, 2025. And I move that we accept them.
Okay. Oh, boy. All right, so the motion is to approve the minutes of the last meeting. Is there any debate or are there any questions regarding that motion or the minutes? Hearing none, is there any objection to going to a vote on this? And is there any objection to passing the motion to approve the minutes? Hearing none, it's passed without objection. The next item is the treasurer's report, and I will be giving that little thing. So let's go there, and I'm having to do things a little bit differently because my arm doesn't work right now. Okay. Okay, where am I? I am over here. All right. Okay. At the February 11th, 2025 National Finance Committee meeting, which we call the NFC, the executive director said that as of January 30th, 2025, Pacifica's accounts payable were about $496,000. She reported that WBAI and KPFK had not made any central services payments in FY25. She said that the audits were being done and that once they're done, all of the forms and fees necessary would be sent to the California Attorney General's office, and that Pacifica's status would officially go from delinquent to active in California. This will be good news because Pacifica and WBAI could then ask various entities to give us money, and we'd be able to show them our latest audits, which most of them will always ask for, and without which we often can't even apply for grants and stuff like that. A copy of the executive director's written report from the February 11th meeting is attached to the written treasurer's report, which you can get from glib.com. And at the February 11th meeting, we were finally sent the consolidated financials for FY24. And they show Pacifica ending FY24 with a surplus of about $48,000, which is a lot better than FY23's deficit of about $1.9 million. For WBAI, the news is not so good. The executive director said that WBAI's total revenue was down by about $494,000 year over year. And although the station's expenses were lessened by not having to pay for some consultants and for premiums and the expenses associated with the premiums, WBAI is showing a deficit for FY24 of about $578,000. This is more than twice what WBAI's FY23 deficit of about $233,000 was. The executive director said that at the next NFC meeting, we delve into WBAI in great detail. Some new directors will be on the NFC at that meeting, and this promises to be a very serious meeting for WBAI. I don't know if the consolidated financials for the first quarter of FY25 will be out by then, but if they are, and if they show a deficit, I think that the people in Pacifica who have it in for WBAI will try to put in motion some counterproductive things aimed at the station. When the entire consolidated financials are released to the public, I'll send them to the local station board and the local finance committee right away. Right now, they're embargoed. The executive director went over some of the numbers, and those are the numbers that I can report because they've already been put out in public by her. So when the documents are released, I will send them out. At the February 11th NFC meeting, the executive director talked about the letter from FCC Chairman Brendan Carr, which was sent to NPR and PBS. She stressed how important it was for Pacifica to be in compliance with all of the rules, especially considering the current administration in Washington, D.C. Apparently, non-news programs that express political opinions will have a disclaimer aired at the top of the program. I will note that on page 247 of the so-called Project 2025 document, the Pacifica Foundation is mentioned in the same context as NPR and PBS. The next NFC meeting is scheduled for Tuesday, February 25th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and that is my report. Are there any questions or comments on the Treasurer's Report? I'll take a stack.
Denise on the stack.
Okay. Anybody else? Any comment or anything or question on the report?
Michael White on the stack, please.
Oh, okay. You're here. Anybody else on anything regarding the Treasurer's Report? Okay. Let's go with that short stack. Denise Joyce, go ahead.
Yes. I'm asking, would you be willing to send the consolidation financial report for 2025 to the Community Advisory Board president as well?
The one for 25 when we get it?
You indicated that you we'll be getting a report from the Consolidation Financial. I guess it's from PNB. Am I correct?
From the national office.
Very good. You indicated as well that you'd be sending it to the LSB and the Finance Committee.
Okay, you want the FY24 one?
Please.
Okay, I can send that. Why don't you write to me and I'll reply with it, okay?
We'll greatly appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay. Let me point out, that ain't going to happen yet because they have to release it.
Well, no, I understand completely.
Okay, fine. Mm-hmm. All right, was that it? Okay, I think that was it. Okay, next, Michael D.D. White. Go ahead.
Yeah. You know, I don't like the fact that we're being lumped together with NPR, which I think appropriately in amongst the WBAI crowd has been called National Propaganda Radio. I would hope that we are different from NPR, that we are the pure propaganda that we see there. And I wonder if, people are pointing out this threat and the fact that we've been lumped together, as you said, whether people are, quickly having the conversation about whether and how we should be differentiating ourselves from NPR, so it's clear that we're not the same thing. It's quite germane to our self-protection.
Okay.
Paul, can I say something? This is Jack DeBalma.
All right, okay, Michael, you're done, right? Let me take a new stack. We'll put Jack DePalma on it. Anybody else want to speak at this point in time? Ask a question, make a comment on the Treasurer's report? Hearing no one else. Jack, go ahead.
Yeah, I believe that when we broadcast alternative information, Michael, should be more likely we broadcast additional information. Misinformation can make, anybody's pages, whether it be the New York Times or NPR. I always called it National Petroleum Radio. But I believe some people don't realize that there are some things that are much more serious than just free speech, which is truth, in respect to the idea that we broadcast additional information. We're allowed to add information to what other people say. And that's one of the greatest charms of WBAI and Pacifica. And I believe there's a big movement in Pacifica itself, not so much in the federal government to shut down NPR, but there's a movement across the country for a lot of different things to shut people up. And Pacifica has one of them going on right now to try to shut us up because we don't have enough money. So I would just suggest that we broadcast additional information is what WBAI stands for, not we broadcast alternative, I don't want to put the M in front of the information because we sometimes have to remember that we can't tell people, like the President of the United States said a couple of days ago, Ukraine invaded Russia or invited the invasion of – it makes no sense when people give you misinformation. That's why I find it to be additional. Just keep adding additional information. Thank you, Paul.
Okay. Are there any other comments or questions on the Treasurer's report? Okay, then the next thing we'll go on to is next thing, which I'll read. And I got to tell you, when you lose your right arm's ability to move, it really is. I'm wrestling with a mouse to try and move things. Okay, we'll get there. It'll just take a little longer than usual. Okay. Next, we are at discussion of WBAI Interim General Manager's written report on WBAI's finances. And his...
You know what the elevator is?
Okay, I hear somebody else. please. if you're not on a stack
down
and talking, please
right
mute yourself or something like that, or just don't make a lot of stuff to say. Okay. This is from the interim general manager. And so we're just going to start here. It starts out, quote, "Our last payroll was $22,000 and it's been paid. WBAI cash in the bank, $46,928.28, with PayPal, $6,547.29 as of 2/19/25. To 17/25, $36,853.95. We paid $2,500 in rent to the owners of 388 Atlantic Avenue. Rebecca Miles has started as news director and grants administrator. We are in pledge drive mode, aiming to get $250,000. We started on February 14th, and we have gotten close to $15,000 as of 2/19, with another $2,500 pledged today by Michael Barish, 9/11 World Trade Center attorney." I guess we're supposed to read the name of the person. "That $15,000 is from listeners, including two returning major donors who gave $2,000 and $3,000. Our buddies are at 1,290, generating $23,835.31 per month. There are $15,000 in union pledges somewhere from the invoice approval to check process. Tower rent is at $90,000 in arrears, and we will be making a payment in the near future," unquote. That is the report there, and okay. So what he's saying is that we have 46 grand or 47 grand cash in bank, and he has a thing here where it gives. Well, okay, let me, Matt, Jack, please.
I'm sorry,
finish. Where he says cash in bank is a certain amount, is 46 grand at 2/19, and 2 days earlier it was 36 grand or 37. So $10,000 different in there. All right, we would really need to ask a little question. I'm sure it's just, you know, we spent some money or whatever, or some money came in. And he notes the on-air fundraiser is going to have a goal of $250,000. And so last time it was $125,000. And so we made $144,000, he said. So if we make $288,000 this time, I don't know how long that will cover things for, but he is saying that we're doing okay, because the station only costs $70,000 to $75,000 a month to run. Now, if we look at the figure we've been given from the national office, where we are well over $500,000 in the red, even if we do $288,000, we're gonna be up against it pretty badly. The buddies doing $23,835 a month is good. That's a good thing. And getting two major donors back, that's excellent stuff. So some things look good, but things are not exactly what I would call rosy, because we have a lot of bills and a big arrearage. And the fact that we are running for FY24 that enormous $578,000 deficit, that's a big bad thing. All right, so that's about all I can say about it right now. Any questions or comments?
I have a question, Jack.
Okay, let's taking a stack. Jack DePalma, anybody else?
MK Williams.
Okay, Williams, anybody else? Okay. Well, before we go further here, because people came in, let me do a fast thing. Is Martin? Hold on, people. I'm going to see if people have shown up again, because I know at least one has. Is Martin Flynn here? Is Matt Mazza here? Is Matt Mazza here? Is Carolyn McIntyre here? Is Serene Roberts here? Michael D.D. White, you're here because you just talked, so I got you there. All right, that's what I had to check and make sure I kept records on. All right, Jack DePalma, go ahead.
Yes, Paul, thank you very much. It's that discrepancy that you pointed out, the 17 and the 19 numbers that are different and they don't add up. There's nothing that adds up to make one number the other number, earlier date, lesser money. It makes... What type of sense does that make? And I want to open up a bigger question, because the whole thing that you said afterwards, what you said, Paul, and this is to you, if it costs $110,000, $120,000 a month, $100,000 a month, so a million plus, right? Okay? If it costs $70,000 a month, right, it's a lot less than a million a year, right? So I've heard both numbers bantered about, and I've also heard both concepts bantered about. It costs us a lot of money, and we had a lot of arrearage. That call center, I think, wound up on our, and then we had to give $25,000 more. 24 was not the same year as 22 or 20 or 19, and obviously not the same as 24 or 25. That's a lot of money we owe, $500,000, and we don't pay no central service. And I'm addressing this to you because you're the one that made me think further about this. What about that discrepancy, the 17 and 19 numbers? How does that work? Or is he telling us in real time he's gaining that much more money and didn't hit into PayPal in the 46, right? That's what I see. I don't understand the type of accounting. Anything to say, Apple?
Okay. My question was, the thing is, we appear to have made $9,000 or $10,000 in 2 days. So it's not like money isn't there. It's that the way he phrased it was he showed what we had on the 19th, and then he noted what we'd had on the 17th. So yeah, it could seem a little confusing with that. And he also put PayPal in there. So
the thing is,
we got some money.
As Mario to the stack.
Okay, hold on. As for the other thing, yes, it's we have both heard from people running the station different numbers for what it costs to run the station, and you know we'll have to figure that out. On the other hand, we got $576,000 in arrears. And that is $48,000 per month. We're running a $48,000 per month deficit for FY24. That's rather rough. So yeah, I don't know what's going on there. And I gotta say that at the next NFC meeting, we are probably going to hear a lot about that because the executive director says we're going to. All right, next is on the stack is Kay.
Oh, Mario, please.
All right, Mario, hold on. Kay has the floor.
Okay.
I just wanted to point out that if BAI buddies are generating about $24,000 a month, if we, all of us who are buddies, would just go out and get one more buddy and we just doubled the buddies alone would pay both payrolls because $22,000 has to be paid two times a month, plus the rent on the building. And that would be a big help. And then whatever else they made could go toward the arrearage with the tower and the arrearage with central services, however they choose, and any other emergencies. So I just want to propose that as a suggestion. I don't know to whom, but it just seemed like you know, a handy little, you know, figure, that 24K, you know, that we could double that and help the station quite a bit. That's all.
Okay. Taking more of a stack, Mario, you wanted to be on.
Yeah.
Anybody else want to be on the stack for questions or comments regarding what I read from the interim general manager's report?
Paul, this is Alex Steinberg. Could you put me on the stack?
Okay, Alex. Okay, Alex Steinberg. Anybody else want to get on the stack?
Denise on the stack.
Okay. Anybody else want to join the stack? Okay, we'll take that for now. Mario, you have the floor.
Thank you. I got a couple of three things. In 2012, 2013, at a community advisory board meeting run by Jim Dingman, he called Tracy Rosenberg, who was the treasurer at Pacifica at the time, and we had a live call with her. And we asked her questions, and this was right after the cuts of 2013, so it must have been around after that, maybe February or March. She stated that the network, we asked her that what does the whole network take in, and she says about $12.5 million. And she says with a few more, maybe some strategic cuts, everyone should be able to survive. Now, that was 10 years ago. But what happened? The network was taking in $12 million, according to her. Now, I'll end with an idea about where to get some. Now, the loan that we have, supposedly we're paying the interest on that, which is $45,000 a month or a year.
I think it's quarterly.
Yeah, it's quarterly, and it's in the area of 48.
Okay, so you have to include that in the operating expenses. So this is kind of addressing what you were saying, that there's a few questions about what does it take to run the station. So he stated, Henley stated, that it takes $75,000, sometimes $75,000 to $80,000. So you have to add, what, a third of that, $48,000 in there monthly. Right, so that's added in there, so it takes a little bit more. So now you're approaching 100,000. So it really does take 90 to 100,000 to run the station if they're paying this. Now, if we're not paying it here in New York, then somebody in Pacifica is paying it, right? So if we need to find out if this is being paid down. If it's being paid down, then who's paying it? Because clearly, what Henley is raising is just making it survive, and then we're actually in, behind. So this is a very good observation to look at. You know, who's paying the interest? Unless, they have to be paying that. Okay, now, I said this a few times. I researched this. It's not exactly accurate, but I got it off the internet, the net worth of several people, and anyone can do it. I Googled about 20 people who are producers and guests, constant guests and producers on BAI, and they're worth $1 million+. All right, so maybe the LSB can talk to these people and see what they can afford to pay into the station to donate monthly and contact these people. I don't want to give names now. I can do it another time. But there's producers, if you Google them, they're worth $1 million, $2 million, $5 million, okay? Even Abu Jamal is worth some money. So these are people have been on the station a long time. They've contributed, but now we're in trouble. So we need to get money from wherever we can. So we can get money from them, and then we try to increase our listeners and get money that way too. So thank you very much.
Okay.
I have a question for Mario.
Okay, hold on a second.
Hello.
Our poll is about to have the floor here for a second. All right, so I got to tell you, telling producers that they have to cough up some dough in order to be on the air, I suppose, that becomes
No.
Well, that certainly looks like it's a pay-to-play.
You got to pay up because you got money.
Okay, Mario?
No,
speaking?
No. You just
Mario?
Say, hey, can you get... All right,
Mario, do you hear me?
Yes, I got you. I'm in a car.
Please do not interrupt me and try to talk over me.
Sorry.
All right.
Okay.
If you put it as, you know, in that way, you're going to get producers who do programs saying, screw it, I'm not going to do a pay-to-play thing. So that would cause problems. Not just that simple problem, but problems across the board. So putting it that way is not so good. And I wouldn't do it. Okay.
No, I ask a donation, Mr. Chair.
Okay, information. Okay. The next person on the stack is Alex Steinberg. Go ahead.
Alex
Steinberg, are you there? We don't hear you. Are you on mute, perhaps?
Oh. Yeah, sorry, I was on mute.
Go ahead.
I have a couple of questions. First question is, why isn't the interim general manager at this meeting? Question number two, when are we going to have a proper financial report from the interim general manager? I do not consider verbal reports with ad hoc figures a proper financial report. Not even worth commenting on as far as I'm concerned. And I have a third question, and this involves the consolidated report that I believe you got.
Point of order,
where
Chair.
Where in that report?
Point of order, Chair. Chair, point
Alex,
of order.
Point of order?
Where in
that point of order?
Hold
please,
on, Chair. Alex, hold on. Point of order?
Yeah, the point of order, I just wanted to make sure Alex knew that the consolidated financials are still considered confidential because they haven't been released to the public yet.
I see. Okay, in that case, I will. I'll put it this way. Has there been any record of a bequest that WBI received several months ago that was in the area of over $200,000? Has that gone into our revenue column anywhere? Do you know the answer to that?
Not. I haven't heard anything. I really can't answer anything more about FY24 than I've already said. See, the deal is this. I know what you're talking about, and it certainly should. And it would be falling into, I believe, the end of FY... Okay, it's either the end of FY24 or the beginning of FY25. And since... one of those, we can't say more than we've already said yet, and the other, we haven't even seen yet. It hasn't been generated yet. I can't really answer the question, but yes, it's something we're going to be looking for that. When things are officially out there and we can discuss it in the open, we will be looking, and if it's there, it's there, and that's fine. If it's not there, we're going to say what's going on. I will note that the interim general manager has made note of the fact that we got this bequest. And I'm trying to remember exactly when, but it may be in FY25. And if it's in the first quarter of FY25, those figures are not out yet.
Okay, if the bequest was received in the middle of 2024, how in the hell does it get recorded for 2025?
Okay, it certainly wasn't in the middle of FY24. It would have been probably in the last quarter of FY24 because it either came in then or in the first quarter of FY25. Well, off the top of my head, I'm not going to be able to remember that. I'd have to go look it up. You asked some other questions, too, though. Why is the general manager here? Let's see. He says...
Why is the general manager absent?
Okay. He says... Let me get to his particular email here. I'm looking in the wrong place. His email where he says... Okay, I sent this to the committee. Okay, here he is. I have a prior family obligation. I will provide a written update. That's the email he sent to me. When are we going to get a proper
information up, Paul?
Okay. No, hold on, please, Jack. I'm still answering questions from Alex. With regard to when we're going to get a proper financial report from the interim general manager, I'd like that too. And we've asked that, and we have not gotten a real answer to that. And we're going to probably bring that up at Tuesday's National Finance Committee meeting. I got to tell you, I am not being told that he's supposed to be there. So... without him, I don't know how. What are they going to do? Ask me the questions for management? I don't know the answers to what management does. So this will probably come up at next Tuesday's National Finance Committee meeting. Okay? All right. The next person the next person in the stack is Denise Joyce.
Thank you. The first question, last year, did we get a proper financial report from the PMB and the WBAI general manager for the year of 2023?
Nope.
We did not.
Yeah.
I beg your pardon?
For FY23, what we got for FY23 is the consolidated financials, and they're doing an audit. What's going to happen is this. They're combining the FY22 and FY23 audits, and those are going to be happening. They should be actually happening right about now. The 15th was when the taxes and all of that stuff was supposed to be done. As I said in my report, they're going to pay off the debt and the taxes and file all the forms and papers with the California Attorney General. And when they do that, they are also going to start the audit. And that will include FY22 and FY23. In a while, they will start the FY24 audit because, you know, we're late on that.
Well, I do understand what you're saying. What I'm actually asking, it sounds like the PMB did not give a formal or proper financial report for 2024, which would reflect the year of 2023. Is that what the situation is? They did not give us the PMB?
Yeah, the PMB doesn't do that. The national office does that.
Well,
the national office hasn't indeed issued the income statement, consolidated financials for FY23.
All right, I understand. So the national group did not give us a report. Did the WBAI general manager give us a proper financial report
for FY23?
Yes, which would be presented in 2024.
I would say no.
He's a report, so it's no for both of them.
He gave us some information, but he also said that because the bank accounts, you got to remember that.
I'm not debating. So both answers are no for different circumstances. I understand that completely. Let's see now, pertaining to the asking producers for money, I never like people to count my money either. So I agree with you, R. Paul, that's not a really wise move unless we do it very softly and as a kindness from the producers if they're able to. I think we really should focus on, I don't remember the young lady's name, focus on the membership because that's really the only way we're going to survive. We're not going to survive by coercing people to give a lot of money to one person. It just makes us weak. From what I understand, the executive union ship has 2 million members in the combined groups. Perhaps we should go after 10% to 5% of the membership to get them to become WBAI members. I think that would be the easiest and the most sure way to save our station. Perhaps we can, all of the different, the LSB, the financial committee, and the community advisory board can start to put their heads together and see how we're going to be able to encourage the 5 to 10% of the union members, who the bulk of the 2 million members, I'm sure, is located within New York, Chicago, et cetera, but mostly a lot are in New York. So perhaps we should look at that. Okay, I understand we haven't gotten the reports. Any possibility when we do get the reports, or even the report that the general manager submitted to you today, possibly that we can get a look at that as well, hard copy-wise, as opposed to trying to quote what we jot down very quickly through the dialogue or the read-off that you just gave us? Those are the three questions. Thanks so much.
No, okay. What I read to you is what I sent to the committee mailing list. So there is that. The other thing is, you're getting union members to give. That's some of the stuff that the interim general manager has talked about, and he's hoping that can happen. That would be good. The major thing we need to do is, we need to get more listeners.
All right.
Somebody please mute their phone that does that little thing. We do need to get more listeners, and if we have a larger pool of listeners, we should be able to get in more members from that. So that's the thing we've been talking about for some time. We do not have enough listeners.
Figure out how we're going
to
be.
Mario to the stack, please.
I just want to ask the last question.
Can I get on the stack, please?
Okay.
There are
too many people talking at once.
Good people. Let Mr. Paul finish answering the question that I had. Now, since it has been tonight, I'm assuming to the LSB and to the financial, if I provide an email address, would you be willing to send it to the Community Advisory Board as well? To the chairperson.
Aren't you on our mailing list?
I am not. Just keep in mind, I just started to become active again with the group.
Okay. Why don't you write to me, and we'll deal with
all
it,
right?
Okay?
Okay, good enough. And you'll be sending it to the CAB chairperson. I'm vice chair, but just to make it easy, one person is going to be fine. All right, thank you so much.
All right. All right, so that exhausts that stack. And Mr. Timekeeper, what's our situation?
No, Paul, this is Ali. I said that I have a question for Mario before.
Okay, please let me ask the timekeeper for the time. Mr. Timekeeper, what is...
2 minutes.
I thought we were getting down toward the end of it. All right, we have 2 minutes to go, and... why don't we? Does somebody want to make a motion to extend the time for this item?
Paul, I want to make a motion to extend for 5 minutes.
5 minutes?
7 minutes.
People are going to ask questions of Mario. We're going to need at least 10. But okay, let's give him a chance to talk all about it.
Okay.
Okay, so you want it 5 minutes. Did somebody say 10?
Yes.
No, 10. I'm making fun of other people.
Okay. Jack DePalma says 5. Somebody wants to make it an amendment to 10?
10?
Yes, 10 minutes. Ali, you never put me down on the stack before.
Okay.
Hi, Carolyn McIntyre is here. Just wanted to let you know I'm here.
Okay, let me enter that into this list. Okay, before we do anything else, Martin Flynn is excused. Is Matt Mazza here? Okay, he's not here. Let me...
What's that?
My arm is killing me. Okay, so we have an amendment. Amendment. Oh, God. All right, I'm having to do this with an arm that doesn't want to work. Okay, so who's making it? Wants to make it 10 minutes? Allie?
Yes.
Allie. I second that.
There's no second in a committee, Mario. All right, so it's not debatable. Does anybody want – okay. Is there any objection to making it 10 minutes? Hearing none. The amendment passes. Now, again, is there any objection to making it 10 minutes since the main motion is now 10 minutes? Hearing none, it's 10 minutes. Mr. Timekeeper, I make it 20-7. So we have until 2017. All right. So, Allie Murphy wants to get on. Stack.
Jack would like to ask a question of the
Jack, do you want to be on Stack?
Yes, sir. The treasurer, please.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're on
I'm going to ask you, Paul. I'm going to ask you.
Anybody else want to get on Stack?
Mario.
Anybody else want to get on Stack? All right. That's what we have. We have Allie Murphy, Jack DePalma, and Mario Mastrandrea. Allie Murphy, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Yes, the pay to play. This is for Mario. Mario, can you please give me the information when Abu Jamal has a show, WBI, because you mentioned him as a producer. And I do agree with you, R. Paul and Denise, that it's impossible to ask people. There are some people I understand at WBI had show for decades. So how can you going to ask them for money now after they had their show for 10 years, 20 years, and perhaps maybe even 30 years? So I think it would be.
Is this a question to me? Okay.
Yeah, but my question to you is, yes. That if Abu Jamal is a producer at WBI and when is his show on? Because I'm not aware of that. But okay, I'm done. Well, thank you.
Okay, Mr. May I answer that?
Mr. Go
ahead, Mario.
Okay. I want to make this very clear. People were not listening closely. I said that there are at least millionaires or worth at least a million or more who are guests and producers. Abu Jamal is a guest. That guests and producers. And then I said, ask them if they can donate whatever they can donate. I clearly said those words. I didn't say pay away.
That answers that
question,
Mario.
Okay, well, I didn't interrupt like 10, 15 minutes ago. I could have said point of clarification, but I didn't. Okay.
All right.
So I hope we're clear. People, wait, one, Mr. Chair. But yes, you can look these people up. They're worth millions. One producer has a property who's worth $5 million. Who's an attorney. Gets paid over $100,000.
All right. So, that's, okay, Mario, there you go. The next person on the stack is Jack DePalma. Jack, go ahead.
Paul, I believe that the comment that was made that we need more buddies, and I would just add we need more listeners. And if Mario wants somebody to give $10,000, that's a wonderful idea. So Mario should go on the campaign of trying to get them to listen to the radio station. And then the other suggestion that was made about big unions, they honestly are beginning to respond to our message, but many people that I know in unions are avoiding the message that WBAI shares. They're afraid of what WBAI says. I just saw that a lawyer for the 9/11 survivors, these are firemen and policemen and people that probably have a gripe because they had their back turned on them by the people that asked them to clean up that site. They were lied to. So I think Mario and other people should realize that we need more listeners. And I believe my question, because this is like so dilatory, so distracting. Well, what are we talking about, Mario and Project 2025? This is their stuff. I like to talk what WBAI is. So my question to you, Paul, is this. Wasn't it true for the last 4 years that if you tried to understand how much money we had and how much money it cost to run the station, it was not only difficult to get that information. Occasionally we did get it from the former general manager, but for the last 2 years it's been copiously clear, obvious to anybody that paid closest attention or slight attention occasionally, that we were not getting basic information about the income and the cost to run the station. Now, I know there's been a bumpy road and things have changed, but I also know that we, you know, if there's, I'm not going to say it because it sounds like it's a secret now. There's $250,000 floating around in WBAI's name and nobody wants to tell me about it. I'm annoyed because that's exactly what they're talking about, the members. Oh, we need millionaires to give us $250,000. And we can't even get the foundation to tell us the truth about that if it's accounted to us and we have to pay central services, but it's not there. So Alex's question to our Paul, my question to our Paul is, you know, did you not miss it? Did you, like the Chinese, there's a Chinese proverb, Guo Fao, did you leave the city for a couple of days and miss that there were $250,000 missing from our account? Am I wrong about that, Al Paul? It's been obvious for 2 years, 3 years, that we haven't been getting decent, reliable information.
Okay. Well, if you've been listening to my reports. Okay, folks.
I'm still on.
Let me answer. If you've been listening to my reports and reading them for the past couple of years you're referencing, you'll see that I've been saying, hey, we need to get this information. On this committee, we have said that. Verbally and in person, as much in person as we can get like this, to the interim general manager. We've said it on the NFC to the executive director that we need to get the information. We don't have enough financial information to know what's going on specifically. And so we have said this. And they say, oh, we're going to try and, you know, do better. And there are, let me say, I suspect there may be issues at the national office, and so we're not getting as much information as we could get. Furthermore, I believe that the interim general manager gets a great deal of his information from the national office. I don't think he's putting out, you know, he's certainly not putting out an income statement. He's letting the national office take care of this. He probably can't because the previous general manager told us that once everything got moved into Bank of America, except for one station that I think hasn't yet, he could no longer get information out of it. So the national office has the information, has the ability to get the information. And they are the gatekeeper of the information of the finances of all of Pacifica. So, yeah, we've been asking for this, and we'll ask some more. It's good that we finally got FY24, the consolidated financials for that, but we're going to be discussing that at some point, too. And we need FY25's first quarter. Does that answer your question?
Yeah. I'm still on the stat, Mr. Chair.
Yeah, I asked Jack DePalma if I've answered his question.
Yeah, I did want to go on the stream, but thank you very much for answering my question. It's important that that question be heard by everybody that's on this call, I assume, because they should understand that this has not been some secret. It's not like, oh, I've got a secret and nobody's telling. It's true that there are secrets in the arrangement here, and it's also true that these questions have been asked before by Alex and before by me and other people, you on the committee, on the executive, on the national finance meeting from James. This is no mystery. This is seemingly being discovered by people. But unfortunately, that's the nature we're in because, you know, what can I say? We've been taken down the path a few times with this one. Thank you, all, Paul.
Okay. Next on the stack is Mario. Mario, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. All right. I guess a little bit of clarification, too. I've been a listener since 1984, and I've been going to community advisory board meetings and LSB meetings since, 2003 or 2004. And the finance meetings, well over 15 years at least. So I just thought I would give people, I didn't show up yesterday or 3 years ago, and I'm just kind of throwing ideas. I've been listening to this stuff for a long time. Now, one thing I am appreciative of is that there are seasoned people here who are on the LSB who will find out, because they know what they're doing, and they're a tough bunch, and they'll find out what these finances are for sure. I spoke to an LSB member, and they said that, they're prepared to go to Sacramento if they have to. So, they're not messing around anymore. So it's also a serious infraction to not report everything to your finance committee in an institution like this. Now, what I'm hearing is there's a few of us that I agree with them that there's some money floating around that's unaccounted for, but it's floating around. So it's $75,000 to $80,000 to run the station, but then they're paying that interest on that loan. You divide that's about $15,000 a month. So $90,000 to $95,000. That's close to $1 million a year to run the station. So I've been saying to get more listeners for a decade, because I'm saying, if I was going to bring a show to WBAI, if I didn't have a listener base already, a following, I wouldn't even attempt it. But yet, there's people who get shows on the station who have very little to no followers at all when they come in. You know, I volunteered and worked for Gary Null a long time ago. And everybody who joins the station, you have to give a press kit. You have to show that you actually have a following. The station then reviews it and sees if they want you on their station. And this is when he was on WMCA. That's a long time ago, 20 years ago, 25. So I became a volunteer for him by being a listener and member on WBAI. I go back far enough where I saw Gary Null as a child when I stayed up late on be a guest on Johnny Carson peddling his book. So I have this long time connection, you know. So I come from listening and learning from a lot of people. This is not some willy-nilly stuff. And I'm pretty right. You know, I'm not right all the time, but I'm pretty right. They should get more listeners because that's what you're selling. And I'm speaking of finances here. That's what you're selling, listeners. So I hope we can tap into a lot of producers and guests as now we're in emergency and ask if they can kick in and donate, get a tax write-off somehow, and we could start there. Everybody's going, we got to get Alec Baldwin. We have people who worth millions in our station who come on the radio all the time, okay? And it's not enough now. I donate my time, okay? The station could very well become a repeater station. They don't need a national vote for that. And they can cut their expenses down to $30,000 a month and just bounce. They're already bouncing the news. They're bouncing the news from California and from Washington. 5 minutes every hour. So they could just bounce the program. The producers in New York will have to send their shows Dropbox, and then they engineer it from California. They could very well do that. But I know the people here are going to fight that. But they don't need a national vote. I just want to make people aware of that. Ask those people who are millionaires. Okay, thank you to cough up with some donations, and we got to get listeners. All right, thank you, sir.
All right. Is there anybody else? Mr. Timekeeper, how are we on time?
Paul.
Mr. Hold on. Mr. Timekeeper, are you there?
Yes. I've been playing for 4 minutes.
Oh, didn't hear you. We got some noise on the line here, and if people aren't talking, they should mute. All right, so you're telling me that we have we're done with time. There's no time left. So if somebody wants to make everybody, somebody needs to make a fast motion to say, hey, let's extend.
5 minutes, Paul.
That's Jack DePalma.
Yes, sir.
And you want to extend 5 minutes.
Yeah, I don't know what the agenda says next, Paul, but I guess set meeting date, so I move 5 minutes so we can hear from the person that just said he'd like to get on the stack.
You want to extend 5 minutes?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So the motion is to extend the time for this item by 5 minutes. And is there any objection to that? Hearing none, pass without objection, Mr. Timekeeper. I make it 2023. So who else? Is there anybody else for staff?
Yes, Kim K. Williams. I had a question.
Come on.
I was on the stack before.
M.K. Williams, anybody else?
Denise on the
me. I'll call me.
Oh, Bertold Reimers, you haven't spoken yet. Denise, again. Anybody else? Okay.
Yeah, Nancy.
M.K. Williams, you have the floor.
Okay, I just wanted to say one more thing that I had said previously. I was just speaking about, you know, the power of people, word of mouth, you know, that's partly how the popularity of BAI grew in the first place. Everybody who's a BAI buddy has friends who could become buddies. I have, even though I don't live in New York, I have 3 very close New York friends. One of them already is a BAI buddy, and the other 2 I could lean on to become BAI buddies, without damaging the friendship, of course. But, so I just think we all need to think in those terms in order to, you know, use word of mouth to expand listenership. All right, so that's that point. But I wanted to also mention, I was listening to the station today and I heard Bob Henley come on and do a pitch for the fund drive, and he was saying, yes, the goal of this pledge drive was $250,000, and we need it, otherwise BAI won't stay on the air. And that was like the first time I've heard him say that. And it was kind of a shock to me after he came on last month and said, oh, it only takes $70,000 a month expenses for the station. And that's clearly leaving out the FJC loan. It's clearly leaving out the central services. And we haven't been paying the tower rent. So I don't know whether he was even including tower rent in that. So, anyway, there are discrepancies, and we need to work on getting the discrepancies, but I do think we do need to consider our own personal abilities to reach out and get new listeners by word of mouth. That's it.
Okay, and yes, you remember we brought up some of that stuff, and I brought up the budget and how things were not in sync with each other. So, yeah, the $70,000 a month is not right, I think. Anyway, next person, Bertold Reimers, go ahead.
Yeah, so I have 2 questions. One of them is, where the heck do we get the $70,000 or $80,000? I knew that the budget, you know, expenses were between $120,000 and $140,000 a month regularly. So where exactly are the cuts? Because I don't see any cuts. I don't hear any cuts. So how did we go from 120, 140 to 70 or 80, we just like wish the cuts? So that's the first question. Do you have the cuts? The second question is, why is it so hard to produce a damn financial? I mean, I used to produce them every day. You know, like, it's not that hard. why is it so hard? Is it hard to produce, or they don't want to produce them? Third question is this: they blocked access to Allegiant, which was public for 4 years, and no one knows how much money is coming in. So as of December 31st, no one knows anything about any money coming in at all. So talking about transparency, it's amazing to me to think about people used to say I was not transparent. So those are my three questions, all directed at you first, and then at anybody else who has answers.
All right.
So the $70,000
is $140,000 expenses. Yeah, I heard it, Bertolt. Where do we get the 70? Where does he get the 70 to 80 instead of 120 or so? Yeah, he says it's from cutting expenses. You weren't here for some of these meetings, but I did talk about that. And if you would like to read the written treasurer's reports, the last two of them, you will notice that I talk about how those numbers don't work out. So there's that. The cuts, yeah, they did do some cuts. Time?
Yes.
Okay. Let me do this fast, and then we'll see if we can. I guess we'll need another extension. Tell you what, I will move to extend.
10 minutes.
Let's make it 10. Okay, I move to extend the time for this item by 10 minutes. Is there any objection to extending the time for this item by 10 minutes? Hearing none, it's passed. Mr. Timekeeper, I make it 2028. And, okay, so I will continue here. So the cuts come from not using the call center and from having some of the consultants go. Those are the most of the cuts, and I can't quote everything off the top of my head, but that's some of what he's saying is happening. Hard to produce financials. Well, this has to go to the national office. That's where all the financial action is these days, because I think it is now 4 Pacifica stations that do not have local business managers. Only one station has a business manager. And so whether it's hard or not, they ain't doing them. In terms of blocking access to Allegiance, I noticed that. And why is that happening? I don't know. If I have the time at the next NFC meeting, I will make a note to ask about that. So we'll see. We'll see what happens with that. That may not be the primary question we need to put to the interim, to the executive director at that point in time. All right? Okay.
Can I have a follow-up question on that?
Go ahead, Barry.
As far as the cuts, I don't get it. You know, everyone used to love to talk about, you know, consultants, but there were no real consultants. The only, besides the call center, most of the consultants' costs were the board acts, which I understand that they wanted to be pro-union, quote-unquote, and increase their hourly salary. The board apps that replaced the full board apps now when they're on vacation. So that was Chris Lapilusa, who was hired as a consultant. They increased his salary because he's doing all the work at the station. As far as I'm concerned, from what I can see, he's doing all the work that I did and all the work that anybody else did. So I'm still looking for the cut. You know, I'm still looking for the cut that would make such a drastic. In fact, it seems like there's been an increase. The cut that I had executed to start as of January was to have Leonard Lopez a volunteer, and then they give him a one day of pay instead. So that's not a cut. So I don't get the cuts. In other words, you know, Donald Trump can say, you know, whatever Donald Trump wants to say. But, you know, he never gives specifics of whatever the heck it is, lies or things like that is, telling. And it seems like you guys are hearing cuts and people are mentioning cuts, but they're not giving spreadsheets, they're not giving numbers. It really doesn't make any sense. I just wanted to explain that that's what the so-called cuts are all about. Thank you very much.
All right. Next person on the stack is Denise Joyce.
Hi. Thanks again. Good to hear your voice, Bertel. All right. So, you know, I've been thinking about, I'm listening to what's being said, and I really want to see WBAI be empowered, particularly pertaining to our finances. And I was thinking, this is just an idea. Let me know what you think about it, everyone. Why can't we get the number of listener supporters? Because listeners are good, but we need supporters. So how many listener supporters do we actually have in the approximate dollar amounts that they're submitting? What is the exact cost on a monthly basis for the rent, the exact cost for a particular month, cost for the antenna? What is the biweekly payroll exactly? How many people are we paying? We don't need anybody's personal names. I don't think we do, because we can easily match up the numbers with the voices that we hear on the radio. What's the exact cost of the health insurance, et cetera, et cetera? And then we can kind of really get an idea of how much money it's costing to run the place and where there might be some kind of discrepancy. Because right now, the numbers, as Alberto was saying and you were saying, or Paul, they're all lumped together, and it's hard for you to really understand or differentiate where the funds are coming from. If we had the exact number or the approximate exact number on a monthly basis of how many active members we have, and the dollar amount that we are pulling from them, the number of unions that are supporting as well, the exact dollar amount, that dollar amount is not private. You can easily get that online if the unions are submitting monies. And the cost of the antenna, the biweekly payroll, how many people we're paying, the health insurers, et cetera, on a monthly basis, we should get some hard numbers and be able to look at it in a more concrete way. And the questions would be much more hard-hitting with Bob Henley. That is not a situation where he's just going to send it off to the national board and that's that. You're going to look at what you're getting, and that's how the report should be reflected. And if we ask for it in that way, it should be much easier for us to understand, even a layperson such as myself, to understand what money is coming in, what money is going out, and where the discrepancies lie at for that $500,000 supposedly that we owe. Yeah, we definitely want to see some kind of logical hard numbers to couple up with that figure, because that's kind of crazy. All right, that's just a suggestion. I don't know what you thought about it, all Paul and the Finance Committee, because I'm just coming back in. But I really want to see us become a lot more empowered. And if we can get the numbers against the people, we can understand much more clearly what is actually going on here. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Can I step in? Can I answer those questions?
You want to answer all of those questions?
The how much expenses we have. You know, you guys have had these numbers forever. I have these numbers right now. You know, we know the gross salary is $42,000.
To be added to the stack, please.
Okay. You know what, Bertold? Why don't we let Noel go on? He hasn't spoken yet. Noel, you have the floor.
Thank you. I would like to say that the numbers from the budget that we've been doing for decades provides a lot of the information that's been recently requested, and in a format that the average person would find helpful. Also, the problems that we're discussing are problems that have been discussed 10, 15 years ago. We've been talking about increasing listenership. We've discussed a lot of ideas, but at the end of the day, we are still discussing listenership. So either we make a decision about what needs to be done, or we will be discussing it until the money runs out. Because I don't see the concrete change with respect to listenership. And as far as information, it's there. And there's nothing new. I don't know what Mr. Henley's doing and, you know, what he's missing from what's before. But I will say this. I was surprised to find out, listening on air, the $250,000 was needed to save the station after hearing the donations from the unions and the cuts to operations and the time frame of needing it in for the next couple of months of operation. So I will say that that was quite enlightening, given the previous reports in the meeting. Thank you.
Okay. Can I ask again that people who are not on, that aren't, you know, speaking or whatever, please mute your phone because we're getting a lot of background noise and it makes it hard to hear. Okay. Mr. Timekeeper, how are we on time at this point? Mr. Timekeeper? Oh, Mr. Timekeeper. All right. Let me look here. Let me look and scroll back. We said 10 minutes, 10:28. It is now 8:38. We have used the 10 minutes. So unless people want to extend again, we can move on to the next item on the agenda, which would be set next meeting date. So I am not hearing anybody saying let's extend the time for this. So we're going to move on, I suppose. Okay.
It just ended. You're right. I'm sorry. I couldn't get my phone to work for a
second. Okay, I can't. You're all garbled. What are you saying?
It was over. I had a problem with my phone. That's why I couldn't tell you, give you the answer. Okay, oh. But we're a minute over. Thank you.
Right. Okay, thank you, Jeffrey. All right, so.
Matt, this is Matt. I'm here.
Oh, Matt Maz is here. Hold on a second. Maza is here. All right. You know what? Hey, before we go anywhere.
May I say something?
Not right now, because I'm going to do a thing that we have to do every now and again. So hold on. And let me try to do this, Michigas, which we have to do. While attendees at any WBAI meeting are not required to identify themselves, anyone who wants to become a member of the committee must sign the sign-in sheet at 3 consecutive committee meetings in order to become a member. It is the policy of the WBAI local station board that for the local finance committee that the sole criterion for establishing attendance at meetings to become a member of the local finance committee shall be the signing in on the official sign-in sheet for that meeting. For these electronic meetings, it is sufficient that the prospective member let the chair know their name and that they are present during the meeting. The PNB has passed a motion that, quote, only those affiliated for voting purposes with a particular local station and only that local station may serve as voting members of a committee of that local station board. Is there anyone on this call who wants to give me their name so they can start becoming a member? And I hear none. Okay, nobody knew. All right, so just that. The next thing we have, was there somebody who wanted to extend what we were doing?
No, I just wanted to be recognized to make an observation, Arpaul.
Okay, the time is up.
I know that. But it was Mr. Jameson, but he didn't get time.
Jack, if you want to say something, you're going to have to make a motion to extend the time for that item.
I moved to make a one-minute extension so I could tell Mr. Jameson something.
Paul, it's Mario. It's 5 minutes. 10 to 5.
No, I want 1 minute, Mario. I want 1 minute because I'm saying one sentence, and thank you very much. I don't need 5 minutes, Mario.
All right.
Well, I wanted to say something about the unions.
Okay, well, okay, there we go. So now we have an amendment.
So let it be 5 minutes because Mario has to talk to Ken.
Okay, I didn't hear that.
That's right, because I didn't say it.
God.
What I'm saying is 5 minutes is never enough time for some people. I want to adjourn the meeting and set the date and go home.
Okay, 1 second. Again, I am having a... I can't type so fast. My right arm is not working well. So... okay, so you made a motion for 1 minute. What's Mario want to amend it to?
Five.
You want to make it 5 minutes. Okay, so...
I just need a minute.
We have a main motion to extend by 1 minute, and we have an amendment to make that 5 minutes. We do the amendment first. Is there any objection to extending the time for this item by 5 minutes? Hearing none, that amendment passes. Now that is the main motion. Is there any objection to 5 minutes? Second time, hearing none, we're doing 5 minutes. Mr. Timekeeper, it is 2043 right now. Okay, so we have 5 minutes. Jack DePalma, go ahead.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Mr. Jameson, for being the timekeeper. I believe I first met you sometime in 2014.
That's Mr.
Been over
Stern.
7 years. 2012? Hello?
Go ahead, Jack.
Yes, I'm saying to Mr. Jameson, I remember going to a finance committee meeting where we all first met you that time, and it has to be over 10 years. So just thank you very much. That was the one-minute comment. That means that I've been attending these meetings for over 10 years because I said, oh, yes, the first time I met this fellow, it was then when I was in that room in 388 Atlantic Avenue. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. I think Mario wanted to say something. Go ahead, Mario.
Yes, thank you. I want to thank the committee for extending the time. I've been to union meetings, and the members have to be educated and coaxed. So they certainly like if one of the more notarized leaders says, "Hey, we got this station, and we got sheets in the back, and we got a table with some volunteers from the station." And we want you to go back there and sign up. That's the only way that's going to happen. You get some trickle from people telling some people who are been members. Now, I want to let this committee know that I went to a meeting where candidates for city council were, and I talked about, you know, I went there purposely to talk about, you know, the Medicare for the retirees, and I gave Pizzatola's information out. So, I mean, I'm out there, you know, doing some stuff. I'm going to go again. And so that's the unions. They have to be coaxed to donate. You know, they have to be educated and talked to. Maybe we can talk to Mr. Henley about getting a table with volunteers at the union meeting. I mean, that's the only way it's going to turn into cash and listeners, possibly. All right, thank you very much.
Okay.
Hello?
If there's, yeah, okay, you're done,
did
right?
Did you hear me, Mr. Chair?
Yes, I heard you.
Oh,
do you hear
yes,
me?
Yes, thank you, sir.
There we go. All right, so.
Yes, I do. I thought, okay.
Okay, if there's no other, if nobody else needs to say anything, we can move on. Is there any objection to moving to set next meeting date? Hearing none, we're moving to set next meeting date. Okay, the let me get to it. Okay, this is the 19th. Well, since March copies February, I'm going to move that we meet next on Wednesday, March 19th at 7 p.m. as usual. Okay.
That's my mother's birthday.
Okay, so that's the motion on the floor is to meet March 19th, 2025 at 7 p.m. here on this Maestro thing. Is there any debate on that? Hearing none, is there any objection to meeting on March 19th? Hearing none, that motion is passed, and we're going to meet on March 19th. All right, next. Next, we have new business coming up. And but before we get to new business, wait a second. Let me look and see if there's some other thing we got to do here. Let me see if anybody's missing who isn't. Nope, nobody's missing who isn't excused. Okay, new business. We're a new business now. Anybody have any new business? If not, somebody can make a motion to adjourn.
I have one new business question.
Oh, come on.
Okay, Bertold,
what's the purpose of meeting if we don't get any financials? If we don't get any numbers,
because
we
enjoy it so much, Bertold. Really, we're trying to do what we can.
I'm simply meaning to be pleasant.
We're doing what we can, Bertold. So you know, I don't know what that question was. All right.
No, I believe Bertold deserves a serious answer. There's nothing else we can do, Bertold. We try.
Can we have an in-person meeting, Mr. Chair?
No.
Well, you show up, Barry. I'll be there.
All right.
Thank you, so,
does anybody have a motion to adjourn?
Make sure you do.
Comment. This is Matt. Comment.
Okay, Matt Mazza, go ahead.
Okay. Recently, Ursula from Pacifica came to New York. To sit, Ursula is in charge of some 200 affiliates that we have. Now, I have a question. These affiliates carry some of our programs. For instance, Sterling Bridges, Equal Rights and Justice by Mimi. Now, they pay, you know, to use material. They pick what they want, these affiliates, and they pay us. We have any accounting, what numbers do we receive from these affiliates? The other thing, I don't know if it was discussed, how are we going to prepare for the coming onslaught of the PBS, NPR, and Pacifica by the FCC? That's my question. I don't know who would answer that.
Okay, so you're saying that the affiliates are paying for some WBAI programming?
That's what I understand. That's
and
what Ursula.
Do you know whom they're paying? Is it the producer, or is it BAI, or is it Pacifica itself, or what?
Yeah, I'm not sure where it goes. Does it go to Pacifica? And for the BAI programs that use us, do they BAI? That's what I'm asking.
All right. Maybe we can find that out. The other question. Well, one second. Let me answer another one. For another thing, how do we prepare for the upcoming onslaught from the FCC? Well, it would be nice if we didn't have people trying to stab WBAI in the back, But, you know, I don't know how we're going to do that. We see what the current administration is doing. You know, they actually fired the people who maintain the nuclear weapons. I got to tell you, if you don't maintain nuclear weapons, bad things can happen. And they had to hire them back. You know, they fired 100 and they had to hire 70 back right away. And there was something else that went like that. And there are other places. So it's like completely crazy and disorganized. So there's no telling how we can really prepare for it. We may not be prepared for it. So that's that. Okay. Now, James Sagerton, did you have something to say in response to that question?
I wanted to try and answer Matt's question about how the affiliates pay for what they get. Basically, the affiliates, they're not owned by Pacifica. They're independent radio stations, but they share programming. They take our programming. And that's done through AudioPort, which is a computer program. And they pay for that privilege. They pay on an as-can basis for the most for some at some part. Some of them are just assessed regular fees, and that's how the affiliates get their revenue. So it doesn't come to the stations; it goes to the affiliate division, which is one of the 8 budgeted divisions of Pacifica, and they use the money to pay for AudioPort and to pay a staff. And, you know, continue to do outreach to spread our programming to other radio stations around the country, around North America, and some even around the world. Some are in Africa.
And we have over 200 of them.
All right. Matt, was that what you were asking? Because I thought you had a different question. I thought there was something else. But, yes, what James Sagerton says is true. You know, they're supposed to kick into Pacifica Affiliates Network from what we've heard on the NFC. Some, you know, Pacifica Affiliates isn't kicking anybody out because they don't pay up well. So they do that. But they give them a little something if they can. My impression is that if you put something on AudioPort, you're saying, here, you can have this. And that's a separate thing. So it's not like anybody's getting paid outside of the affiliates. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Anybody want to make a motion to adjourn?
So moved, James.
Okay. The motion is to adjourn. Is there any objection to adjourning? Because we've already set the next meeting date. Any objection to adjourning at this time? Hearing none. It's passed without objection. We are adjourned. Thank you all for attending the meeting, and we'll see you all next month on March 19th. And take care of yourselves, and we'll see what happens next Tuesday at what might be a very interesting NFC meeting. Good night.
Thank you. Thank you, our Paul and Bertold as well.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you.
Jack, bring the Zeppelins.